How are you? It's Siobhan here from What the Football. I hope you're having a lovely week, whatever it is you've been up to. The season has officially started back. Competitive games are underway in the Women's League. I appreciate your feedback, by the way, so far on all the podcasts, and you're in for a treat this week because it's our first couples podcast. Scotland international Lisa Evans and Dutch wonder Vivienne Miedema are here. So the ladies are an item. They play at Arsenal together. They literally do everything together, and I've got to know them a bit more recently. They're very sweet, very together couple, so I was keen to find out about their relationship on and off the pitch. And here is how we get on. Hi ladies, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, and I'm quite excited about this because you two are like couples goals. Like, you know, you play in the same team, you live together, you do everything together.
24/7, full on.
She's not sick of me yet, so that's good. That's always a plus.
It must be the barrier, the language barrier, which, by the way, doesn't exist because you sound more Glaswegian every time I speak to you.
That's good, though.
It's starting to change ever so slightly. How are you two getting on? You've had a busy lockdown.
Been fab, to be fair. We've had a great time. We were obviously up in Scotland with my mum and dad for 10 weeks. Just living life, like, without football, which was actually really refreshing. Obviously, spending that much time with family. Obviously, I had Viv with me, which was good. Kept me busy.
Personal trainer.
Personal trainer. Enjoying, like, being in Scotland and being outside and just stuff that you take for granted, really.
Did it feel like a change in your relationship because the pressure of football wasn't on?
Nah, not really. I think we're quite good in just coming home and be like, okay, that's football, like, that's it, done. I think just as Lisa says, like, we've not spent that much time at home forever. Like, obviously for me, being with her mum and dad for 10 weeks was quite, like, a big thing sometimes. But I absolutely enjoyed it. Like, I love Scotland, so I can definitely see myself moving there too later.
She's more Scottish than me, by the way. I swear.
So yeah, just in that way, like, it was just different. And obviously at one point you start missing football, but to be honest, like, I think we all really needed it. So nah, really enjoyed it.
Good, so good. And then you went over to your home, and talk to me about then your family life. I know you're very close to your brother and your parents from what I see on social media. Was it nice getting that quality time back home?
It was a bit harder, to be honest, to be at home in Holland since Scotland. I think Scotland, we just had so much freedom. Like, we could go out, we could go on hikes. Being back home, like, it felt a bit cramped sometimes, but it was absolutely amazing to just see my parents, to see my grandma. Obviously, like, we've had quite a rough year with my granddad passing away, so it was just really nice to actually be at home, spend the time with my brother. Like, he ended up training with us.
That was really good too.
Yeah, which was just fun, like, just to play football with the three of us. So nah, it was really nice, really enjoyable.
I actually remember last season at the Arsenal kind of closing season party scene.
It's best you remember that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was pregnant as hell. No, true, actually.
Jamie and Risha.
Yeah, oh. So looking over to both of your families and seeing everyone together, and your grandparents were there as well.
They were, yeah.
I'm thinking how lovely that they all made that trip over.
That was really nice.
You know, I guess you look at how times have changed and how it's so hard now for all families to congregate, and you had that lovely time together. Is it good to be back? Is it sinking in that things are back in motion?
I mean, it is good to be back, definitely. Just getting back into the routine and that, I think, more than anything. Obviously, the result against PSG put that to aside.
Nah, definitely. I think, obviously, like, with us moving house right now, it's been a bit stressful, but being back and finally playing football again, like, it's obviously what you want to do.
And seeing all the girls again, like,
yeah,
massive.
It was, I mean, we've not seen the girls for like 4 or 5 months, which is also like a new record. But yeah, it's just nice to be back on, like, on the pitch and excited for the league to start next week.
Speaking about then being back with the girls, you know, do you click with other teammates, or do you guys just kind of, you know, are you on the same page with everybody in your team?
Yeah, just about. I'd say there's obviously people you get on with better than other people, but I mean, I think we are a really close-knit team. And it's funny because when I go into training, like, it's not that I really spend that much time with Viv. Like, I don't really see you. I do see her on the pitch, but I mean, we chat to really everyone. We're very sociable. And
yeah, I mean, Lisa definitely. Lisa's, yeah, like, one of the, yeah, the
you
big...
Like, you like to chat.
Most, yeah, I like to chat. I like to chat. Very chatty. So are you, by the way, just saying.
I mean, Lisa's just like, she dances around in the gym, like, she makes people happy. That's not me, by the way, I can't dance. But yeah, we're just fine with everyone, really. I think we've got a good group of people. Obviously, as Lisa says, like, you've got your mates. Like, I've played with Jill Roard since I was 12 years old. So, like, you've got that connection more. But yeah, we've played with a lot of the girls at Bayern Munich before. And obviously, like, we speak German as well, so, like, that's a connection as well, what you're going to have. But, yeah, it's really, we've got a good team.
No, we definitely do.
Good. And you met in Bayern Munich, well, when you both played there at the same time. How has life changed for both of you, individually and as a couple? since the Bayern Munich days?
Football-wise, definitely. I mean, it's definitely nice being, for me, it's been nice being back in Britain again. Closer to family. Mum and dad can come down more often. And I think just, like, the way of life, I just love the way of life in Britain. I think you take that for granted. Germany's very, like...
Strict.
Yeah, so it's very strict and very regimented, and you kind of have to be, or our coach anyway, you kind of had to be, like, a robot and just kind of, like...
You can be, like, I think, like, for me, seeing Lisa back here in the UK and being at Arsenal, I just seen a complete different Lisa. Like, she's open, she's like, as I said, like, she's dancing, she's like having fun with everyone. Like, in Munich that wasn't allowed, so like it was really hard for her to actually be the person she is, so.
Which I really struggle with, because obviously I'm the type of person that likes to get involved and is really loud, and
they didn't quite get you.
No, so they didn't get me, and I found that really hard, obviously. That then I feel like affected my football massively, but I mean, yeah, obviously met Viv, so that was amazing.
So how did you two meet then? Who put the move on who?
It was all me.
Definitely not.
I mean, Oktoberfest works miracles, so let's just keep it there.
No, definitely. I'm a lightweight, so I wouldn't be surprised.
And it's been love ever since. You're moving into a new house just now. You're getting a lot of work done.
It's
pretty much.
Very close now.
Very close,
I mean, obviously, like, with COVID coming in and that, it's took a long time for us to actually move in, but...
I don't think we'll be renovating anytime soon, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
But it'll be worth it once we're in. It'll be so, so nice.
Talk to me about your future together. Do you see it here? Will football take you anywhere? Are you at that stage where you want to settle down in one place now?
I'm a bit younger, so maybe Lisa needs to answer this question.
Not that. I'm very young. I'm more young at heart than you are, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
I'm very young at heart.
No, I think it's something that we'll just need to see. Like, as we said, like, we love being in the UK right now. I think the English league is going to be unreal. Like, with all the players coming in, like, I think it's going to be the strongest league. And I hope Arsenal as a club is going to keep moving forward. I think that's what we need, especially if you see what Chelsea, Man City is doing right now. And we'll just take it from there. Like, we obviously bought a house here, so we always have this to fall back on. But as I said, I'm open to move to Scotland later as well. I'm happy to go back to Holland.
Play for Celtic.
Just imagine.
I mean, I'd love it. So... Yeah,
she's already scoring 30 goals a year here. Imagine her in Scotland.
Well, Celtic, if you are listening, you could sign Viv anytime soon. Well, that would be interesting to see. I mean, clearly it is something that you both are talking about, because I can see from you looking at each other, you're a bit like, oh yeah, we have to discuss this now and then. But like you say, when you get older, it's what we've been talking about in these podcasts, is the fact that women in football have a decision to make at some point.
Oh, definitely. I think a lot of people, even they don't have the opportunity to even play professional football, so it's just kind of... Being grateful for that, really. I know a lot of girls that have decided to actually just keep working and not play football anymore, because that's just how they have to do it. So, I mean, we've been lucky enough to be playing football professionally for a long time now. So
the game is changing, and it feels like it's now swinging in women's favour more. I know that you guys are doing the We Play Strong campaign. How is that coming along? Is it improving? Because it was like more female footballers in 2020 than ever.
Yeah, definitely. So that was one of their initiatives, basically, was to get more and more women's footballers on the go, really, and to just make football accessible for all the little girls out there, and boys, not necessarily just girls, but yeah. So I think obviously through that, with the social media, it's a good way to do it. It's a good way to see what it takes to be a professional footballer, and just obviously outside of football as well, what else you get along the way with it, you know. I mean, there's so many experiences that we've lived, and even just outside of football, it's just such an amazing life that got to be grateful for, really.
Absolutely. And you guys have so many wonderful fans that are just hilarious, and they absolutely bat for you 100%. It must be lovely to get that feedback though, when people just idolize you like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like I think you had to get used to. Like, I think especially in Holland, like we said it, by being back at home, like sometimes I didn't feel like we could actually go out to actually do something, because without even being out on the streets for like 5 minutes, people would come up to me and be like, oh, can we have a picture? And then, like,
I was flooded in Scotland as well, by the way. Just, oh, the masses of people just trying to get them away, you know.
Absolute idol.
But I think Lisa was really surprised by that, to be honest. Like, it was the first time you actually seen that. Like, and even, like, obviously, like, in the time you had off, like, we were home with my brother, we wanted to go out for a night, and, like, just the moment I would even have, like, a pint, like, people would just make pictures and, like, upload that, and I was like, whoa, like, this is actually new for me as well.
Yeah,
so it does take a bit of time to actually get used to it, but it's obviously amazing when you see all the fans, like, off the pitch at Bournemouth or like in the national team stadiums, like, to just that they are there for us is really special. It's amazing. We're not that big yet as the, like, the men's footballers, but I can't even imagine how they feel.
You obviously know this already, but I did when I was doing my research earlier on today, see that you've scored more goals for the Netherlands than any other male or female.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually. Male as well.
Yeah, male or female. That's pretty cool.
Obviously, like...
She loves that. Don't be modest. Come on.
What I said, like... By joining the national team, I was like, oh, I'm going to score 50 goals and I'll retire. But I scored 50 goals when I was 21 and I was like, okay,
wow.
Not ready yet to actually go and retire. And then going into the World Cup, I was only 2 goals short, I think, of like the all-time record. And then that happened in the Cameroon game. And it was really special because my whole family was there and all that. And then after that, I was just like, okay, I've got 60 goals now. I'm 23 years old. I was 22 even still at that moment. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go for the 100 goals. So that's my next goal now.
Well, there you go. Maybe you could do that in the next World Cup, which isn't too far away.
Need a bit more time, I think.
You never know at this rate. And what about you, Lisa? What is your ultimate goal?
Honestly, I think with Scotland, obviously, just to qualify for another major tournament, I think for me would be amazing. Although it sounds like a bit, like, compared to Viv, that's not really anything. But for us as a nation, Scotland, we've obviously qualified for a World Cup now and a Euros, so that was like massive for us. So just to get to another one would be fantastic before I retire, hopefully. And obviously win the Champions League, like that's the biggest thing, isn't it? And anyone's footballing career, I'd say, is to be a European champion. So that's kind of what I want to do.
How do you do that individually? I know it's a part of a team, but how do you do it for you? What's the push for you?
Good question.
Is it Viv going to give you a dig if you don't?
I'm the one that's kicking her up the arse. Nah, I'm joking.
She is. She actually is.
I don't know. It's just to be trying to do the right things day in, day out, really. I think that's the hardest thing is... You can do it, obviously, when people are watching, but it's the things that you do when people aren't watching, really. The extra hours that you can put in, or just everything that goes around football, the 1%, you know, if it's, like, sleeping or nutrition, there's so much more to it. And I think it's just kind of, yeah, being the best person that you can be and being the best player as well.
How do you encourage each other? I mean, like you say, you keep your football and relationship, you're able to switch that off. But if you ever see that Viv's not pulling her weight, or if Viv doesn't see that Lisa's not pulling her weight, do you confront each other?
Nah, definitely. I think we're really honest and open about that. It's not that we say, like, oh, Viv's doing amazing. Like, I'll be the first person to say, like, oh, you need to get your finger out today. Like, that wasn't good enough. And she'll be the same for me, which is really good. We do have a really honest relationship that way. And I think that's important, isn't it?
I think, like, I just treat Lisa as just one of my, like, mates on the pitch, if that makes sense. Like, I don't treat her as, like, oh, she's my girlfriend, so I need to be extra nice to her. Like, I obviously, like, I know what capabilities Lisa has. Like, she's an amazing footballer, but if she doesn't show it, like, I'll tell her. And it's the other way around too. And it's the same, like, I'm a bit like, I'm always just like dreaming in the gym. Like, I'm just sitting on a box basically just staring at other people doing the weights, and then Lisa's like, come on Viv, get up, do something. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, like, I'm on my way. But like, I think that's just what we need. And I think obviously because I respect her so much, like, as a person and as a footballer, I take it in from what she's saying to me, so it only helps me to be a better player, and I hope it helps her obviously as well. As it's I said, like, same, I just see her as one of the girls,
yeah,
like, on the pitch. That's a good thing, I think.
How important is it to you guys to leave the game in a better situation, or is that just not your remit?
I think personally it's everyone that plays women's football should want to leave it in a better place before they hang up the boots, whether or not you do that to whatever level you want to do it to. But I think that's what every women's football player should be doing, basically.
I think that's basically you doing that with your We Play Strong.
No, yeah,
that
hopefully,
way, like,
yeah.
Obviously, like, supporting women's football, like, showing what it's
definitely
about. I think, I mean, I'm quite outspoken. I think not everyone always likes that, but it's just the way, like, I am and I think about things. And especially in Holland, like, if you look at the national team, I'll always be one of the girls standing up for what I believe in and what I think is, like, going to be the next step in women's football. And I think...
What do you think that is?
Obviously, like, after winning the Euros in Holland, like, we used to get probably 2,000 or 3,000 people at a game. And then after the Euros, we basically, like, sell out 35,000 people stadiums within 24 hours. So it's absolutely amazing what we do now. But that's also, like, a step that then need to be made as a team. And that's financial, but that's also, like, obviously, like, the youth system. And
yeah,
me,
the whole pathway.
Yeah, the whole pathway. So, like, me, Sari, Van Veenendaal, the goalie, Anouk Dekker, Sherida Spitz, like, the older generation, plus obviously me as a young one. We've been really, like, yeah, standing up for what we think we need. And we've actually progressed so much with our association together that I think the platform in women's football in Holland right now has gone to in another level, and I hope we can keep doing that.
It feels like from watching the World Cup, you guys were so close, weren't you? And, you know, I think seeing all your fans and seeing the reaction of all these young girls and stuff like that is just, you must be so proud.
Yeah, it's obviously like, it's special. Like, we play a tournament somewhere else, not even in Holland, but there's so many people there, so many fans, and just going to the games, you just see like this massive orange like sea of like our fans, and I'm just like, wow, like they are there for us. And yeah, this is something that obviously like took us to that another level, because we couldn't have done it without them. So we're really grateful for them. And I just hope that's going to stay the next couple of years. Like, I think if that does stay, then we can only become better as what we are right now.
For sure. And Lisa, I spoke to Leanne Crichton on the last podcast, and she said that the most pride she's ever had was when the Euros and the World Cup happened and the qualifiers. And she said Scotland stood still and recognised women football.
Definitely. Honestly, I was so surprised, really, because that was the first time that we'd kind of had that recognition, and that people were actually speaking about women's football in our country. Obviously, like the likes of Holland and stuff, they're miles and miles in ahead of what we are kind of wanting to be and striving to be at. But like Crichton said, obviously it was just massive in Scotland. There was such a buzz about it, and yeah, we kind of, after the World Cup, we felt like we kind of let a lot of people down, because there were so many people backing us. And that was kind of, that was such a bad feeling, really. It's just everyone at home supporting and just coming back, and you've not done yourself justice, you've not done them justice. I think it always hurts you harder, because it's your national team, it's Scotland, and everyone's so patriotic for their country. And I think you want to do it for all the people that are back home that have finally started to watch women's football that I've never done before. And I mean, yeah, for us, I think it was just a real big disappointment, to be honest with you. I think the best is still yet to come. That's what I hope for. We've got a lot of talent coming through. We've got Erin Cuthbert, the likes of her, and Kaka. We've got people that represent in the WSL week in, week out, and they're absolutely fantastic players. Kim Little, not even spoke about her. We've got an amazing squad, and like I said, I just think it needs to go to that next level. We need to get ourselves back at a major tournament and get another chance at it.
What would be your highlights so far, your career highlights so far?
To be honest, I think for me, mine was probably winning the German Bundesliga with Bayern. I just remember, like, obviously they weren't really totally affiliated with the men's team, but we went to like all the men's parties, we won the league together. So we won the league, they won the league, we had a party with them, and that was just like surreal, like literally surreal. I don't know, there's probably pictures online, but we celebrated on like the Rat House, it's called, so it's like the town hall, and there's like tens of thousands of people just like watching us, and we got to go out on like this balcony thing, and we had like the German dresses on, it's called a Dirndl. So like, it's like, do you know the one that like pushes your boobs up and all that?
Yeah, we need
cracking
anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Looked amazing.
Can I borrow that?
So yeah, we had that on, and like I just remember walking out, I think I was beside Ribery, Frank Ribery, one of the best players in the world,
yeah,
and just like walking out with him like on this balcony, and just like tens of thousands of German people like drinking beer, and just like, I was like, this is actually like unbelievable. And just having the party and that with them as well, yeah, I'll never forget it. She was blooming trying to get pictures with all these different players' wives. I don't know why the wives, so she was asking like,
I just saw Arturo, and they were just sitting on the table, like, as in the players were dancing.
She was
and
asking Arturo Vidal,
babysitting their kids, and I was like, I actually feel really bad for you. You can't even enjoy your night. So I started with like one of the other girls. We were like, okay, we're gonna have to chat to the wives, because they look miserable. Like, they actually weren't enjoying it. So then I just
asking
started
the men's
taking
pictures
with
if they
with
could
them.
Take if she could take pictures with their wives. So going up to, I remember you asking Arturo Vidal, oh yeah, can I get a picture with your wife? So okay, yeah, why not?
Just to be nice to them, I don't know. Like, obviously, like, winning the league with Bayern was good, but I think winning the league at Arsenal, I mean, as you know, the party was quite good too.
Nah, that was good as well.
Which is just, I mean, I like going to a club and starting a new project, and I think that's what we done at Arsenal and at Bayern Munich at that time. And winning the league is amazing, obviously, but I think winning the Euros in Holland and obviously scoring the last goal, like, that was unbelievable. And then I think the World Cup was probably, like, the nicest tournament for me, because I feel like that was the first tournament I could actually enjoy, and I could go there and I didn't feel any pressure. I was just there, I was just having fun.
What was different about that? Why was there less pressure?
I think I just grew up. Like, I think obviously, like, my first World Cup in 2015, I was 18 years old, which is young. And I think obviously, like, the nation had basically said, like, oh, Miedema is gonna make us world champions, and I was like, come on, I'm 18, like, that's not really realistic. It was the first, like, big World Cup tournament, never qualified before, And then the Euros was kind of the same. Like, they were like, oh, MediaMarkt's going to do it all. And I think at that moment, I was 19, 20 years old. Like, I wasn't ready for it. And last World Cup, I just went there and I was like, to be honest, I don't care what you're thinking. Like, I know what I need to do. I know what my job is. And I think I played, well, the whole World Cup. And I think just the whole experience with what I said, like the fans being in the stadium, I actually felt it this time. And it was just really nice.
Does it affect your football? Does it affect you mentally? Do you feel that sometimes that, I don't know, it's all a bit much? Do you just take it?
I don't know. Like, I think, as I said, like in the COVID period, like not having the football pressure was actually really nice. Like, I think we were both really relaxed. Like, you didn't have that feeling like, oh, I need to perform on Sunday morning. Like, waking up on a Sunday morning, I was like worrying if I was going to eat black pudding or like square sausage for breakfast.
Total athlete.
And have iron brew.
Instead of like, oh, like I need to turn up for this game. But I'm also the type of player that like I can't just go on a Wednesday night and play like a third league team to just go and have fun. Like, I'm not the type of player. I need to play big games. I need to play games where there's pressure, because I need that to actually prepare myself for the game. So I think it's a bit of both. Like, you need it, or like I need it as a player, but sometimes it's nice to be able to switch off from it.
If you go back now to 18-year-old Viv, the pressure that would have been on you to perform, you know, from media, does that still affect you now? And you're allowed a bad day. You're only human.
At big tournaments, I just don't really read or hear anything. Like, I'm just off social media, because I mean, I don't really like social media anyway. So I just try to focus on myself and not really care about what other people say. And I think as well, sometimes it's the same with the pressure. Like, sometimes I need to hear someone saying like, oh, she's not good enough, or oh, she'll score 10 goals anyway, because like that just then takes me to another level. So I think it works both ways. You just need to be careful in what you actually do want to read and see and whatnot.
Is it unhealthy, social media, do you think, for footballers?
It can be, it definitely can be. I think, like I said, you just have to kind of filter through the stuff and just take it with a pinch of salt as well. If you're not had a good game, I just stay off it. Just don't go near it. But yeah, it works both ways. I think it's, there's a lot of positive stuff as well that you get. We've got amazing fans and a lot of good feedback as well on it. So yeah, you just kind of have to take it with a pinch of salt, really.
How do you two switch off? You know, what is the idea of a top night for you two?
Top night?
Watching football.
Who do you support?
Loves football.
I'm a Feyenoord fan in Holland.
Okay.
And I've obviously, like with Van Persie going to Arsenal, I've actually been an Arsenal fan. But I really enjoy watching Liverpool these days too. So obviously, like, I want Arsenal to do well because I play for Arsenal. I was an Arsenal fan when I was younger. I had like all their tops and that. But I just like good football. Like, that's the type of person I am. Like, I'd literally watch any game. Like, I think Lisa got really pissed off.
Like, Inter Milan, Torino, whatever. Like,
yeah, so basically
it.
Any game. That's basically what I do in my off time.
Yeah, but I do that too because I get made to. Nah, we do like other stuff. We love like meeting up with the girls, meeting up with friends, spending time with family, going for a coffee.
Like, going into London and seeing things as well.
Definitely.
Like, I've played in Munich, I've played in London now. Like, you want to see the cities, you want to see the culture. Yeah, we've been away to Oxford, like just day trips, or like just 2 days away. Like, it's just nice to switch off. So that's the things that basically, if like we've got time to actually switch off, we go somewhere, because that's then football's gone. So then we don't watch football either.
What about TV series or film? What's your favourite?
God, that's a good question. We love like a chick flick. We watched Notting Hill the other night.
I love
Pretty Women. Like, that's like just classics. That's what I like. We actually watched American Pie the other night too. That was great.
I don't really get stuck in series or anything. I love Friends, by the way. I think Friends is my two go to.
Yeah, but it always just is a pick me up, regardless of
how you feel.
Nothing
easy
else
to
on
watch.
Friends.
Yeah.
Most famous person you have ever met?
We've met so many footballers.
I love Nicola Sturgeon. She's my fave.
Fair enough.
To be honest, I've seen, we went for like pictures, and I actually went for lunch with our king and queen. So I'd probably say that they're the most famous people I've met.
Oh my goodness, what was that like?
True,
to
I
be honest,
that day, actually,
it was in Munich
that.
And they were there, and basically like I came there, I obviously had to buy a dress, like all that. Really formal in the beginning, and then I ended up sitting like there was only one person between me and him. And they kept like filling up my wine, and like after like 10 minutes I was like, oh my god, I've actually not drank in so long, I don't even like red wine. I really feel this. And then I just went to the toilet in between, saw my like cheeks getting red, and then I had to get back into the room. And by the time I came back in the room, there was not just red wine, there was also white wine, and there was like next to the coffee there was like a martini or whatever. And I was just like, oh my god, I cannot do this. But I had heard like you need to eat everything and drink everything that they give you.
Yeah.
And I came out that building and I was honestly like, I was just gone.
Did you get to talk to them?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he knew who I was and he was like, oh, like, have you been enjoying like being in Munich and all that? And I was like, I mean, he's a really nice guy, actually. Like, he's really open. And then we met him again after winning the Euros and he was like, oh, yeah, remember Munich, the lunch? And I was like, yeah, I don't remember, but it was really nice. So, yeah, that was it.
Well, you did the right thing to eat and drink and not vom, honestly.
Exactly.
I'd love to meet the Queen as well. Oh, wow.
I love the Queen. Wow. Do you like the Crown?
Love the Crown.
See,
love
that the is crown. Just the best.
I think that's why I actually had so much more respect for her. Like, that sounds ridiculous, but I actually didn't really know that much about the
pressure
the royal
on
family.
Her in her 20s so much. To run
Crazy.
A country.
And I love her so much respect. And her corgis. Love them. Love the corgis.
Big fans.
Who would you love to be in your dream team?
Manager Jurgen Klopp, for sure. I just think he's so positive and energetic.
Do you not just want the whole Liverpool team?
Definitely, but Jurgen would be my first pick manager.
What about player, male or female?
I loved Henrik Larsson back in the day. Growing up, obviously, in Scotland.
You're a big
Celtic
fan.
I was, definitely, when I was younger, but I really don't watch that much Scottish football anymore. Which is
I do. I put it on TV and she's like, what are you watching now? And I'm like, Hamilton against Aberdeen.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
But I loved Henrik Larsson. I had actually my hair like in all like the little pigtails because I just like he had his dreadlocks back in the day.
You should see pictures, by the way.
I look hideous, by the way. But I loved Henrik Larsson. I loved his celebration. Always wanted to.
He played for Feyenoord too, to be fair.
True, yeah.
He sticked all the boxes.
Oh, well. What about you, Viv? Any dream player, male or female?
I'd probably say Van Persie as well, but just because when I grew up, he was my idol. And like, obviously, I overtook him as like top goal scorer for like the nation and
have
which
that
was,
Van Persie
exactly which was amazing, but he actually sent me a video and all that, so like it was really cool. And he was just amazing. That's the type of number 9 I want to be. So
what about dream destination
for the Holly Bobs?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to really go back to Cape Town. I loved Cape Town. I think it's such an interesting city. It's not just holiday. I think it's got everything, like history, beaches, penguins on the beaches. It's just amazing. I was there with national team last year and I'd really like to take Lisa there.
I'd love to do like Australia, like east side. Do some stop offs on the way.
Which reminds me of one more thing.
Oh god.
Vivian Amidema, why is your name Anna and how did it become Vivian? I need to ask this. So hold on.
You've got about 5 names.
Yes, so your full real name is
Anna, Margareta, Marina, Astrid, Miedema.
So where did Viviana come from?
Absolutely no idea. I think my mom and dad basically, like, they named me after, like, both of my grandmas, my auntie, and someone else. I don't even know who. And then they basically said, we don't like Anna enough to give you that as a name. And then they went for Viviana because I think it's French for Anna.
It's not on her passport, though, by the way.
But it's not
Viviana,
on my passport,
so
it's very
passport.
Complicated.
So everybody calls you Viv, but your real name
Anna. But even Champions League last week, like on the board, it says Anna Miedema. Like it never actually says my name. So it's complicated for people. But Lars, my brother's got the exact same thing. It must be a Miedema thing.
But you are Viv.
I am Viv.
Is here to stay.
Viv is it.
Well.
And that's it.
Anna, Lisa, thank you so much for your time. And I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Enjoy the new house.
Thank you.
So there you have it, Lisa and Viv from Arsenal Ladies. I was actually quite surprised to hear that Viv needs a boot up the bum every now and then to keep herself motivated. Also hearing how Lisa has come into herself as a player and a person at Arsenal. The Arsenal girls and the Arsenal team help her be free. So I hope you enjoyed hearing their stories as players and as a couple. And I will speak to you soon.